And you have to look at two things, skills and values, but you look at values first. In the early days of hiring, including that first employee that we had at Carrot, he's an amazing guy, right? But he had the skill set that I needed to get the job done. But in hindsight, he wasn't a values match. When someone's not a values match, it means they're not operating on the day-to-day the way that you want the business to operate. We actually have the published core values, right? So there's a published set of core values. We created this probably our second year into business, because if we acknowledge what's actually important to us, we can make sure that the employees that we hire, it's important to them too. All righty, y'all. I'm going to be mixing in into the podcast here, into the Truck Talk, a series on leadership mistakes I've made. All right. So if you're interested in growing as a leader, if you're interested in and really improving the impact you can make in the world and really building that business freedom and impact, I think you're going to love this series. I'm going to walk through some of the bumps and bruises I've experienced, some of the bumps and bruises I've created for myself around leadership. And they're going to be micro episodes. They're going to be sub 10 minutes each. And hopefully you can take these nuggets and really, really grow. So I recorded one recently that was kind of the kickoff of the series. But after that, I didn't record it as a part of a series. And Brady on my podcast team, he's like, dude, this should be a leadership series. I'm like, awesome. So he gave me the idea for this. I want to give Brady full credit. And he's got some amazing ideas. And I want you guys to send me your questions on Instagram. Trevor.mock, hit me up with a DM. What questions about leadership do you have, or what challenges are you experiencing? I'll go through some of the ones in these lessons. So the first one here is about hiring. The first one here is about hiring. So if you've ever hired somebody or looking to hire somebody, it's a hard, hard thing. And I've made so many mistakes as a leader when I've hired, but I'm going to walk you through the biggest lesson and leadership mistake I made on hiring and how you can avoid that. So we made our very first hire. Well, shoot, the first employee that I hired, like actual salaried employee, was a gal that was way before Carrot, and she was supposed to be my first assistant. And she was amazing. Like, she's an awesome gal, but I didn't really know how to hire. I put out an ad on Craigslist. I literally had one candidate that had applied. It was her. Her name was Bella. And she showed up, and she was a great gal. Like, so she's very, very smart. I think the timing in her life and my life at that time just wasn't right for it to be a jive for us. But she showed up, and I didn't evaluate the candidate the right way. Okay, so how do you evaluate a candidate the right way? Well, the first thing is you don't just take a candidate and go, man, they look like they're a good person, and hire them. You have to measure them in two key ways. Okay, and I made this mistake with Bella. I made the same mistake with our first actual employee at Carrot, and I made the same mistake multiple other times as well. And you have to look at two things: skills and values, but you look at values first. So in the early days of hiring, including that first employee that we had at Carrot, he's an amazing guy, right? But he had the skill set that I needed to get the job done. But in hindsight, he wasn't a values match. Now, what does that mean that he's not a values match? Well, when someone's not a values match, it means that they're not operating on the day-to-day the way that you want the business to operate. They're not really like rooted in their heart and soul right now. They just show up to life a little bit differently. Now, what does that look like at Carrot? Well, we actually have the published core values, right? So there's a published set of core values. We created this probably our second year into business. And we did this because we were having some challenges with employees and also just making some decisions as a company. We said, well, we've got to write down what's dear to us, like what is actually important to us. Because if we acknowledge what's actually important to us, we can make sure that the employees that we hire, it's important to them too. And so one of the things for me that you sit down and you write and go, well, what would cause me to actually fire a person? Like, that's the first way that I like to look at really pegging your core values. Because when you look at core values from the positive perspective of like, oh my gosh, what do I want? It could be a million things. But when you really look at it at the negative and say, if someone were doing something, what would it take for me to actually like fire them, to make them not be a part of the business anymore? And I'm like, man, it just wears on me big time if people are negative around me. I need people to be decently positive. And I want this business to be a positive beacon for other people in the world. The world needs more positivity, right? So we had set that as a core value for the business to be a beacon of positivity and possibility. So when we're interviewing people, we need to make sure that they're not showing up in a stupor on the interview and they're going to be a drag on people, right? No matter how amazing their skill set is, if they don't have an ounce, a shred of positivity within their being, they won't make it at Carrot. They're going to be great somewhere else, though, just not here, right? So look at those core values. And there's a lot of other core values that are very important in there. Take initiative and show that you care. Okay, if you're a person here at Carrot, and over again, you're just waiting for people to give you tasks and you're never taking initiative, I can tell you, if you're working directly with me especially, if you don't take initiative and you're coming to me with problems and you're not bringing me solutions, you can't work for me anymore if I can't get you over that on the coaching side of things, right? So I'm going to try to coach you. But if I can't get you over that, you're just not a fit here anymore, okay? And so those are some things that we interview for. And that was one of my biggest mistakes on the hiring side of it, is not looking at core values as the number one way to determine if someone's a fit for your business. What most people do is they look at skill set. Okay, they need someone to be a bookkeeper. Oh my gosh, this person can keep books. They showed me that they can keep books. I'm going to hire them on the spot. But what happens is 6 months later, 8 months later, 4 years later, right? You start to have resentment for the person. You start to go, man, I stopped taking meetings with them because I just can't be around them anymore. Or, you know, man, I'm just not really having these hard conversations with them. I know I need to, but I feel uncomfortable with it because I don't want to. I'm afraid of the way that they're gonna react, right? And so you avoid the hard conversations. Usually, those are core values issues, right? That you didn't make sure that they operated by the same values as you. So I urge you to Google how to create core values, or just to sit down and write, like, what would be the things that would cause me to lay someone off from my company, and then do the opposite of that. That's probably a good indicator that that might be a core value of yours, okay? So the next thing on the hiring side, a mistake that I made outside of the values, is when you're going in there, you need to make sure to actually have the person work for you before they work for you. Okay, so this is the second and final concept I'll give you on leadership mistakes when hiring. When I started out, I would originally put something out there, see if they had the skill sets. I would ask them for some test project work, right? Like, not test project work. I'd ask them basically for their portfolio. So, if they were like a designer, like, hey, cool, send me some of the designs you've done before. Awesome, oh man, they look like a good designer. I'm going to hire them, right? And that almost always leads to failure because, number one, you don't know the context of when and how they made those designs. Maybe they didn't make up the design. Maybe they were just a part of it and someone else who was a better designer was the actual one who came up with the idea and drove it. You know, maybe they did it in some other tool, you know, that is this weird tool. It's obscure and it takes five times too long to make it. And it took them 12 hours to make this graphic that should have taken them, you know, 2 hours to make or whatever it is, right? So you don't know what circumstances led to them to create those things that are in that portfolio that you gave them. The resume, guys, when you're looking at do they have the skill sets for the job, the resume, like, I might look at that for 5% of the determination if they have the skill sets, and I look at their college history at 0%. So if you're looking at college, did they go to college and graduate from college, unless the job actually requires a degree, then you're probably looking at the wrong things. I literally do not care one iota if anyone at my company has a college degree, including my head of finance. I could give a crap if my head of finance has a college degree, y'all. I just care if he can do the job. And so always run people through test projects. And so how do we do that? You have them work for you before they work for you. You pick a real challenge, a real thing in your business right now that actually needs to get done, okay? Something that's probably on your lap, something you're doing right now, someone needs to do it, and it's either going to be you or you're hiring this person to go do those things. Give them that project, like an actual real project, something that really needs to get done in the business, and pay them for it. So one of the reasons we would give them fake projects in the back of, in the day because you would feel guilty about having them do free work for you. Well, don't have them do free work. Have them do paid work. Like, after you get past the first few rounds of candidates and you filter them out, which we teach you how to do that through my high-level program now, but after you filter them out and you get to the top two or three candidates, who you've talked to on the phone and you kind of like them. They're a great core values match. It seems like from their resume that they've got the skill sets. You've seen some of their portfolio and it seems like they have the skill set. Now you need to actually have them do the work. So if it's someone in finance or a bookkeeper, have them come in actually and pay them for a day so you can sit next to them and work with them and say, hey, here's this. Can you make sense of this and create these four reports for me today? If they can't make those four reports for you today, or they're just a weird vibe to work with, then cool, you just saved yourself 5 years or 8 months of agony with that person. Okay, guys, so come up with a test project. It's an actual real project that they would actually be doing in their first 90 days of working for you. Pay them for it and have them work for you before they work for you. All right, guys, so those are two of the mistakes that I've made on the leadership side of things, hiring. In a future episode, I'm going to be talking about delegation. So some delegation mistakes that I've made. Plug back into the podcast to hear how to delegate, the big mistakes I've made and continue to make some of them, and how you can get better there as well. If you like these episodes, y'all, these leadership episodes, hit me up on IG and let me know that you like them. That gives me fuel. That gives me energy knowing that the tens of thousands of people listening to this podcast every month, it's hitting you. I get messages on IG every single day from people about the podcast. I want to hear from you as well. And also, guys, give us a rating and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you're getting something from this. The way this podcast grows is from people like you sharing it up with other people who can get value from it. So if you've got any value at all from this episode or previous episodes, grab this and text it to a friend. You know, text it to a friend and say, hey, I think you might get some value from this. Or throw it on Instagram or Facebook and say, man, this really helped me. Everyone, I think this can add value for you guys to share it with others so we can help them through these same challenges in their business and life too. All right, guys, have an amazing rest of the week. Let's go grow as leaders together. All right, we'll talk soon.